All right, welcome back to In Depth. That is the PSA program you're currently listening to on all Lotus radio stations, 100.1 The X, 105.7 KOZZ, the list goes on. Anyway, my name's Ian, I'm still your host, and in for my second interview, Matt DeBray from Nevada Volunteers. Matt, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good.
Good, and I think you've been in the studio before, but for a different organization, but you're kind of broadening your horizons a little bit, right?
Yeah, I've come on your show before while I was an AmeriCorps member serving with the Truckee Meadows Parks Foundation, right. And now I'm with Nevada Volunteers, which is kind of cool because Nevada Volunteers, one of the things we do is administer the AmeriCorps programs throughout the state. So it's kind of like moving up a level in the whole AmeriCorps system.
All right, right on. So actually, that was going to be kind of my next question is how long you've been with Nevada Volunteers and kind of what is your general work? Because again, we discussed this before I started recording, but there's kind of a catch-all. Nevada Volunteers is a very broad term.
Yeah, so I've been with Nevada Volunteers a couple months. We're a really cool organization. So we're the Governor's Commission on Service. Every state has a Governor's Commission on Service, and their job is to administer funding for AmeriCorps programs throughout the state. But where we kind of differ is we also focus on the volunteering side of it all. So one of our things that we like to promote is volunteering throughout the entire state of Nevada and just show people how great it is and how great the volunteers in our state are.
Definitely. So as far as AmeriCorps goes, what kinds of programs are we talking about?
So we have programs all over the state. We have different programs. We have like environmentally based, education based programs like we have in Reno. There's programs down in around Vegas and Pahrump that deal with opioid addiction. There's programs that deal with like land use and education in rural Nevada. Okay. So we kind of work with a very, very broad set of programs.
Definitely. And as far as Nevada Volunteers, are you looking, do people need to have backgrounds in these kind of programs or is it just kind of come one, come all?
So like all AmeriCorps programs, basically to join AmeriCorps, it's like filling out a job application. Okay. These programs will post positions and it's a one-year commitment to do AmeriCorps. So they'll have the need that needs to be filled. You fill it out like any other job application, then you go serve with them for a year. And it's a really, really cool opportunity and it's a great way to give back to your community.
Definitely. I'm sure it must be very, very rewarding. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it. And you're working with a kind of a semi-small staff considering you're dealing with the entire state of Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, Nevada Volunteers, there are a total of six of us in our office that we work with everyone throughout the state and try to promote that and show everybody how good it is to be involved with your community, whether it be through AmeriCorps or just simply volunteering.
Beautiful. So do you have any current positions that you're in dire need of? I mean, I know you probably can't name them off the top of your head, but Is there always kind of a constant need?
Yeah, there's always a constant need. If you go to our website, www.nevadavolunteers.org, there's a little section on there where you can look into joining AmeriCorps.
Okay.
And through there, you can have a list of programs that are throughout the state and actually throughout the country.
Okay, that's really cool. And speaking of, not only do you get a sense of, I don't know, well-being as far as being a volunteer and doing something good for your community, but also you could get an award for such a thing, which is sort of the reason why you're here.
Yeah, so what we're here for today is to promote our Governor's Points of Light Awards.
Okay.
So those are awards for like the best of the best volunteers throughout the state. So we're looking for individuals to be nominated. We want you to look at the people who've had an impact on your life, whether that's a business that you've worked with, who work with nonprofits to get volunteers involved with the community, nonprofits themselves, or you know, even individuals who you look at them and say, hey, this person's gone above and beyond to give their time and help out the other people in their community.
Gotcha. So does this happen every year?
Yeah, it's a yearly thing. Okay. So right now we're have our nomination period open. So
right.
People can go to our website again, www.nevadavolunteers.org, and fill out a nomination form. And then after the nominations close at the end of the month, there'll be a judging period where we have 14 judges who are going to judge the nominations on various criteria, and then we'll pick three finalists in each category, and we'll fly those three finalists down to Vegas for a luncheon where the lieutenant governor is going to be there, and he'll present the award to you, and their top person in every category gets an award, the Governor's Point of Light Award.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really cool. So how many, what kind of categories are we talking about? Kind of the same as AmeriCorps, sort of environmentalism and...
No, it's the categories where people can be nominated for are very broad.
Okay.
So we do an individual from each area of the state. So an individual from Northern Nevada, Southern Nevada, and Rural Nevada.
Okay.
Then we also do a... best corporate volunteer program, a best nonprofit program, and best volunteer manager.
Okay.
And this year we've added a category, and that is best youth volunteer.
Oh, very
so
cool.
Anyone under 21 qualifies for that. So a lot of the schools around Reno, I know they have great volunteer initiatives where they try to get students out and involved with the community. So if there's a student in your life, or if you feel like, you know, one of someone who you've interacted with who's under 21, whether it be someone at UNR or one of the high schools or anyone in the area, nominate them. I mean, we just want the best of the best. And part of that is getting to hear the great stories of why these people are involved with their community.
Definitely. And that's a beautiful category to add, I think, because it kind of instills a sense of, citizenship early on, and then you'll have maybe more young people getting involved with volunteerism, and such as yourself.
Yeah,
and then they keep going throughout the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and it's great to see them getting involved. I mean, you start giving back to your community, and a lot of people don't realize that it is like high schoolers and, you know, college students. They do give a lot back to their community. I mean,
definitely.
You look at like anything from extracurricular activities. You know, everyone comes out from that. I grew up in rural Nevada, and that's what it how it was like high school. Like everyone's there, your face is everywhere if you're mm-hmm. an athlete or involved in any of the extracurricular activities. So it's important to start like when you're that age to realize that you do have an impact on your community, and to try and make it a positive one.
Very cool. So these awards, basically the nomination process goes through the end of May, right?
Yep. Our nominations will close May 31st.
May 31st. And then the actual award ceremony, when does that?
The award ceremony will be in October. It's going to be on October 18th in Vegas at the MGM Park, which is like it was the Monte Carlo, but they remodeled it. So it's going to be pretty cool.
And
if you're, if you're not in Vegas, we fly you down there. And it's a really cool just way to honor the people who, you know, might not get honored because with volunteers, they just do it. I mean, they're not looking for like the glory and the recognition.
Yeah.
So it's good to give them that recognition.
Very cool. So how can people find out more? Just at the website?
Yep. If you go to our website, www.nevadavolunteers.org, there's plenty of information there about everything we do and how to get someone nominated for the Points of Light.
That's really cool. So just to conclude, I don't know, how volunteerism, what's it been like for you? I feel like you've dedicated a lot of your life to this, at least at this point.
I mean, it's just, I think it's important for everybody. You know, you have a community around you, and if you want to have an enjoyable life, might as well make everything around you just as enjoyable. So the best way to give that is to do that is to give back and, you know, make it the kind of place you want to be.
There we go. That was very well said. Thank you. All right, Matt DeBray from Nevada Volunteers. Anything you want to add before we conclude?
No, that's all.
All right, beautiful. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, thank you.